The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Take care not to perform righteous deeds in order that people may see them. Otherwise, you will have no recompense from your heavenly Father. When you give alms, do not blow a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, to win the praise of others. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right is doing, so that your almsgiving may be secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites who love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on street corners so that others may see them. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go to your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites. They neglect their appearance so that they may appear to others to be fasting. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that you may not appear to be fasting except to your Father who is hidden, and your Father who sees what is hidden will repay you." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. And so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Welcome back, everybody. And now welcome to the season of Lent, right? The beginning of something great. Your Father who sees what is done in secret will repay you. Your Father who sees in secret. Your Father who sees. Your Father who sees. Your Heavenly Father sees you at all times. Sees you, knows you, remembers you. It's His loving gaze that holds you in existence at every moment. God never forgets you. The trouble is, we forget Him, right? We're the ones who forget Him, and we get ourselves into all kinds of trouble, and turning that around is what the season of Lent is all about. And we start with Ash Wednesday, okay? Ash Wednesday, one of the most popular days of the year, okay? Now, don't everybody rush for the exits, but this is not a holy day of obligation, okay? Stay where you are. But it's the most popular day of the year. Why is Ash Wednesday so gosh darn popular? I've got a theory, right? I always ask people, why is Ash Wednesday so popular? And they say, Father, duh, because the church has given something away. Free ashes, right? No, I got a theory as to why Ash Wednesday is so popular, and it's because it's at least one day of the year in which you know somebody's telling you the truth. In a world full of lies and exaggerations, in a world full of spin and advertising, Ash Wednesday is one day in which you absolutely know someone's telling you the truth. Remember, you are dust, and unto dust you shall return. Might not be the most pleasant thing in the entire world to be told, but gosh darn it, it's honest. And what's the dust? What's the ashes? We are, right? Doesn't matter who you are. Doesn't matter who you think you are, right? All of us, sooner or later, we're going to be a pile of ashes, and we know it. But Ash Wednesday is not about bleak, dark fatalism, right? Because it's not just a handful of ashes. It's ashes in the form of a cross, ladies and gentlemen, to remind us there's one power in this world stronger than your mortality. In spite of all of our hopelessness, there's a power in this world strong enough to lift up the ashes and place them among the angels. That's Christ Jesus our Lord. If we will repent and change our ways. We wandered from God on our own terms, okay? We go back to God on His terms. And here's His terms. Prayer, fasting, almsgiving. Scripture says that spiritual renewal is a table that stands on three legs. Prayer, fasting, almsgiving, all of them are necessary. Why those three, right? Why those three? Well, to answer that question why, we have to answer the question of why we have Lent in the first place. It's not just because we like to repeat familiar ceremonies. It makes us, I don't know, feel like we belong to something every year, come and get some more ashes. The reason why we remember to practice the season of Lent in the first place is because we are not who we're supposed to be, spiritually speaking. Not one of us is who we're supposed to be. We stumble, we fall, and we need to grow. Or better yet, we need to mature. And the terms on which we turn back to our Lord are prayer, fasting, and alms. Why prayer? Why do I pray? I don't just pray because I want God to give me stuff. I don't just pray because I want God to do great things for somebody else. Good though those reasons may be. You want to know why we pray? We pray because we need to commune with the God who created us in love. It's what we're made for. Or almsgiving. Why do we give alms? Why do we give? Why do we do acts of charity? Well, it's not just because, you know, I've been so blessed in my life and I have so much that I really ought to share it with other people. Good though that is. The reason why we give alms is because generosity makes us act like God. And that is what we were made to be. Hardest one of all now. What about fasting? Here's the one that nobody wants to do, right? Bodily self-denial, giving stuff up. Why do we fast? Why do we fast? Well, it's not just because I could stand to lose 10 pounds, okay? Good though that may be. The reason why we fast is so that I can rule my desires instead of being ruled by them. And that is what I was created to be. Interesting, the etymology of the word fast. Just a little aside. You know I love words. Etymology of the word fast. Why do we call it fasting? Well, it has nothing to do with speed or velocity, I assure you. Right? The reason why we call it fasting, it comes from an old German word, which literally means to hold on to. And it still exists in English when we use the phrase to hold fast to your traditions or to hold fast to your memories. Same root. And the idea is that when we deny ourselves, it's ourselves and our own wayward desires that we finally get a grip on. We begin today with Ash Wednesday, just like St. Paul told us. Now is the acceptable time, ladies and gentlemen. Now is the day of salvation. Everybody always says, I'm going to do it later, and do it later, and do it later. Reminds me of an old poem I might have shared with you at once before. Procrastination is my sin. It fills my life with sorrow. I know that I must change my ways. I think I'll start tomorrow. No good. You know what? The later you put it off, the harder it gets. We are, all of us, hardening towards a point in our lives, whatever it is that we choose. And today, remember to choose Christ our Lord. So this evening, when you get home and you look in the mirror and you clean those ashes off your forehead, remember the shortness of our lives. Think about the greatness of the opportunity God calls you to and commit to beginning starting today. And so without further ado, let us begin.